Greetings in the precious name of our soon coming Savior and Lord, your speaker, John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. I'm going to ask your attention, please, to the epistle of Paul to the Ephesians. And perhaps most of my hearers know that this little book consists of but six chapters and it is divided into two parts. The first three chapters bring before us doctrine. The last three chapters bring before us duty. Or you can think of it this way. The first three chapters we get position, and in the last three chapters we get practice. However, in chapter 2 we get the past, the present, and the future spoken of as well, and we hope to say a great deal about that in some of our future messages to you. Now, in the very first chapter, and about verse 3, we get an introduction as to what is our portion or our possession, or what is ours, set forth in clear, distinct doctrine. For instance, in verse 3 we read, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ." And then he begins in the next verse, and right on through the first chapter and on to in the epistle, the first three chapters, to recount these blessings that are ours. And oh, if we but apprehended them in the power of the Holy Spirit of God, our lives would be changed. Now let me just make one point clear, if I may. I do believe that in this epistle, the high water mark of divine revelation is reached. Not that we think for a moment that any part or parcel of God's Word, Old Testament or New Testament, militates one against the other. But in this marvelous epistle, we have some sublime truths that are brought before us, and if we were able to enter into them by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, our lives would be changed. Now, however, another point I should like to suggest. When we said that the first three chapters we get our position, we mean, of course, the position of all who have been reached and saved by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. For you see, in nature we are in the place of distance, afar off from God, and need to know a reconciliation in the power of the Holy Spirit of God to be able to lay claim to what is set forth in these first three chapters. And did you notice in the verse that we read, the end of it says that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ, or in the heavenly places in Christ. Now, should I point out to you that this is in contrast to God's earthly people, Israel, who also had possessions, but their possessions were earthly possessions. And if you want to go back to the book of Joshua, and Joshua, as you perhaps all know, became God's leader for his people after Moses, his servant, had been taken into heaven and buried where no one knows but the God of heaven himself. However, as Joshua outlines the portion or the possession that was theirs, and I shall just remind you of it, and for fear it may not be clear in the minds of some who are listening in. Their blessings geographically had four boundaries, and this is what bounded their possessions: a great desert, a great sea, a great mountain, and a great river. And then he says to them further, "Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you, as I said unto Moses." Now, whether or not they entered into the good of it depended upon their ability to enter into, to place the very sole of their foot, as it were, upon it, to tread upon it, to lay claim to it, to make it theirs. Now, in the epistle to the Ephesians, in contrast to this, our blessings are all heavenly in character. And I cannot but think of those words spoken to in the epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 3. Perhaps many of you are familiar with that, but he says there, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus." Oh, you can thank God today if you can say, Blessed be his name. Once I was a stranger to grace and to God. As is clearly stated in the second chapter and verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. More about it in our next broadcast, God willing.